Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Sit Down with Craig. I'm your host, Craig, here on 106.1 FM Radio, Toledo, Ohio. Hope everybody is doing well. Hope all is going well. Hope you had a great weekend. This is Monday evening. Welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago I had the pleasure of talking with Harold Harris, one of the candidates for running for the city of Toledo, mayor. And we're going to rejoin that conversation. I don't know if you remember from last time, I said we were going to have a part two. My conversation with him was dynamite. We got a little background of who he is, his military background, his home background, where he grew up at, some of his experiences, and why he chose to run for the mayor of the city of Toledo. And I want to continue that conversation. So we're about to do that today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again, Mr. Harold Harris. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm glad to be here. In the city, Toledo. I love it. This is my city, and it means a lot to me to live here and grow up here and be raised here. So I'm very happy to be here with you and be able to talk to the people and let them know what I'm thinking, what's on my mind, and where I want to go.
I'm glad you're here. You know, from our first conversation where you gave a background of who you are, where you're from, you gave your military background, you gave an understanding of why you chose to run. I remember that short conversation about, you know, the incident you had at the park that inspired you to do what you do on the streets with the signs.
Right, right, right.
How that motivated you, you know, to make your voice known through signage out there on the streets. So what's been going on with you since we last sat here?
A lot.
You voted now and all kinds of stuff.
Since I saw you the last time, I was certified by the Board of Elections. Naturally, I think everybody in the city by now, they know Harold Harris is serious. I think one of my, you know, a lot of times when politicians talk and they give a speech, they always say, what was what you remember about that speech? What was said that was probably the most important thing in that 5 or 15, 20 minutes that that politician said? And I thought about it after I spoke, because when you at the microphone and it's a prompt to like press conference, you don't know what the media is going to ask. You don't even know what you're going to say. You just show up, you know, and then you get hit, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully you don't sink your campaign or your campaign goes down the toilet, because you've seen politicians, they go to a microphone or do a press conference, and then after they walk up out of there, they made some blunders. They said something they shouldn't have said, and they wish they could take it back, and they try to clean it up, but by that time it's already out there, it's already said. But one thing I said, and I look at the footage myself when I was doing that press conference, when I went to turn my petitions in that morning, and the last thing I did, I looked in the camera, and the, I don't know, I can't remember exact words with the reporter from the TV stations, because 11 and 13 was both there in 36. But I remember looking at the footage, and whatever they asked me, I responded and said, I will deliver. And I don't know if people remember that, but that's like a historical phrase. And when I see it, it's just the look in my eye and the way I looked in that camera. I said, I will deliver. And that's very serious. It's a strong word when you're telling people you're going to deliver.
Absolutely.
And I, even after I said it, and I looked at the footage, I said, I can't believe I said that.
I like that, though.
I like it. But I think it came from my heart. It came from what was on my mind. It came from the way I feel about this city and the people and them crying out for help.
So let me ask you this. Do you have a personal team that's assisting you with your journey?
You mean to help me respond to questions like that?
Yep.
At the press conference or just behind the scenes to say, hey, let's test you out.
Exactly.
This is what could be thrown at you.
That's my point.
And this is where we think you should maybe respond this way, that way.
Yes.
You know what? I think when people ask me a question, I've always spoke what's on my mind. Whatever I think and believe in or whatever my beliefs are, I'm an open person. And my thing is this, if I respond in a way that people do not you know, they think, oh, that was, I didn't like that, or you know, he shouldn't have said that. Well, that's just me. I'm who I am. And I cannot kind of say what I think people want me to say. I can't say what I think people may not like, because that would not be me. I am a very honest person. I really speak my mind. I've done it all my life. Sometimes people may not like what I say. I've had conversations with my bosses in the past when I worked for other people. And if I felt a certain way about something that was going on within the workplace, or even something that my boss was bringing to the table, I would have a sidebar and say, can we speak for a minute? Mm-hmm. Knowing he's my boss, knowing he may not like what I'm getting ready to say. But I'm not a person to hold back and hold my tongue, and I'm going to say what I think, I feel, and what I believe in, and I'm going to let that ride. And hopefully, like in this particular case, running for mayor, I hope that people, the majority of the people, they understand what I'm saying. They respect the fact that I speak my mind. Mm-hmm. They respect the fact that I'm going to tell the truth, that I'm not going to try to spin and blow smoke and say what they think I what I think they want to hear to get a vote. I don't believe in that.
We know who Wade is.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
We know that there's another candidate, Robert Torres,
right,
that's running.
Right.
We know in the past there's been names like Opal running. Right. We know, so these are first time runners, including yourself.
Okay.
How are the people of the city of Toledo finding out about who Harold Harris is, and why are they saying, let me put my vote in for this man?
Well, you know what? I think about that all the time. Like you said, there was, God bless her soul, Opal. And I respect that lady because she was an outcast compared to the rest of the politicians in this city. They thought she was a joke, which I think is disrespectful. Regardless of how somebody may look or talk or think, you shouldn't make fun of people like that. At least they're trying to do something.
But would you agree or disagree,
uh-huh,
that her appearance may have played a very big part?
I think all of it did. The way she spoke, yeah, the way she looked. But, you know, everybody is different. That's why God made us all different.
Right.
If he didn't make us different, we'd all look the same. We'd all think the same. And I don't think we want clones of one particular, you know, what we expect out of people. I think that's what makes the world a beautiful place, is that we have people that don't look like us, that don't dress like us, that don't talk like us, that don't think like us. We should, you know, that's what brings change. You know, I mean, if we had 10 people out there that looked like Wade that wanted to replace him, we'd be getting the same old thing, that think the same way. You know what I'm saying? So really, to have Opal in the ring was a breath of fresh air for this city. Some people enjoyed it. Some people liked her, supported her, and other people had different opinions.
But we knew her name.
But we knew her name.
Yes.
People got to know the lady. Either you loved her, you liked her, you hated her, whatever it was.
Right.
But we know, even the day that when she passed away, she made herself so famous that they even talked about her on TV.
Yep.
And praised her. That she had passed.
So how is Harold Harris doing that very thing? How is he getting his name and image out there?
Before we got to Opal, I want to say this, and a lot of people may not think this way, but I this is how I look at it, because I've talked about this many, 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 many times. And when, like you said, when we go back to 2019, when I had the encounter at Ottawa Park, Harold Harris has actually been campaigning for 6 years. You know, I haven't ran for public office, but I put myself out there in the community.
Very good point.
The people have seen me. They've seen me put up billboards in this city, canvas and digital billboards on political issues, issue one, issue 21, politicians against politicians, for politicians. I've campaigned on other people's campaigns in the city, 2 or 3 campaigns already. I've campaigned for social issues, you know, you name it, things that came up socially in America and locally in this city. Mm-hmm. I've been on the street in people's faces. I've been in the city paper. I've been in their mailbox. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can turn anywhere in this city. I've been at every festival, Old West End, Jeep Fest, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day Parade, with those same signs. You know what I'm saying? So if you lived in this city for the last 6 years, you've seen Harold Harris. You may have not met me personally. You've seen that name in print. You've seen it up on billboards. You've seen me on your TV when Channel 13 and Channel 11 have interviewed me and showed that interview on your TV set. You've seen articles in The Blade where they wrote about me for 6 years on social issues in the street. You see me when you take your kids to school, when you go to work in the morning, when you came home from work, when you got out of church and you went to Kroger's or Meijer's to go shopping after church to get your groceries. You see me when you went to dinner. You see me when you go to your doctor's office, on the street, all over the city.
So you've been putting the work in.
I've been out there. Also, the only thing that people have not known, unless they happen to know me or came, you know, stopped and talked to me, they didn't know my name was Harold Harris. But they gave me a nickname, and they called me the Sign Man. And it's been all over the internet.
Same here.
Yeah. They've talked about me on Facebook and internet and between each other. We saw the Sign Man today, and he had this message. So now they put a picture, my actual face, to the name, which I've always left it like that because it was never about me. My thing was to educate and inform. I wasn't out there to make myself popular. That's why I remained silent and secret like that, because it wasn't never about me. It was always about those issues that was important that I wanted to inform the people on. But now that I became, ran for mayor, I had to put those two together because that will help me. They said, hey, this man didn't just pop up and say he wanted to be mayor. This man we've actually seen for 6 years on the street. That man we call the Sign Man is actually Harold Harris. The man that's been in my mailbox, has been up on billboards. He has been working for 6 years. He has been campaigning, and he didn't just step out to take advantage and say, I want the job, I want the power, I want the position. This man has really been fighting for 6 years to try to make things better in this city for us. Gun violence, police reform, drive-by shootings, homicides and crime. I've been out there fighting on all that. A lot of those same words that I just mentioned has been on those signs.
So let's talk about some issues.
Yes.
And let's talk about the chance that you may have, you know, during these primaries. Let's say you come out on top and you're the one who's going to run.
If you come out on top, I will be on top.
Let's say you're the one who comes out on top.
I will be on top.
I like that. And when it comes to, let me applaud that because I love that response.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there. You're putting that into the universe.
Yeah, I got to stay positive, baby. Absolutely. I got to stay positive.
Now, when you do have these conversations, these debates with the mayor, that will come.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk about issues.
Yeah.
And I see some things that you want to talk about.
Right.
You know, how the streets are broken, crime, neighborhoods.
Block watch, all that stuff.
Have you prepared yourself?
Oh, I'm already focused. I've been prepared for the last 3 years to do a debate with that man. I've been chasing him for 6 years. And I've been biting at the apple to say, you know what? I can't wait to get on stage with that man because, like you said, I'm not a politician. I'm from the street. So street people, we don't have this I'm going to treat you a certain way. I'm going to come at you like I would come back at anybody that came to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to play that game, I like you, and then talk behind your back. I want to see you face to face because I want to tell you exactly what I think. And that's, if I get that opportunity, I'm going to light him up like a Christmas tree.
Let me ask you this.
What?
You think that? I'll see your passion, brother.
I'm not Wade, though. I'm not the candidate. Yeah, yeah.
The energy, do you feel that energy as well will relate to voters?
Well, I think so. Because when you put me and that man side by side, you see the difference. That man has one demeanor, which is right in the middle. Mm-hmm. He has no up. He has no down. I don't care if we have three people shot in this city. When he goes to do a press conference, he shows no compassion in his speech. He shows no compassion for the victims. He shows no compassion for the families and all the shootings and the people that's been murdered on the streets of this city. It's been, if you go back 6 years, prior to him, Collins, Paula Hick Hudson's, Jack Ford, and he keeps saying the numbers are down. Yeah, the numbers are down under his watch over the last 3 years, but you go back prior to his watch, the numbers are up compared to Paula, compared to Collins, compared to Jack Ford, and every previous mayor that served in that position. We have hit record highs on homicides and shooting under his watch, and it needs to stop. And I plan to do that. I plan to at least make a difference. I plan to talk about it. I don't plan to say crime is okay. Crime, we don't have a problem. We don't have an issue. The numbers are down. And I don't like the fact he keeps saying the numbers are down. These people are victims. They're not numbers. They're actually, they were living, breathing people in this community. And I don't consider them as numbers. I consider them as citizens. I consider them as victims. And when they're shot down in this city and murdered for no reason, we need to say, if you don't know their names, at least call them a victim. Don't call them numbers. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I don't like the way he speaks on gun violence, and he speaks on the victims, because when you see him speaking, he shows no emotion, no compassion about, we want to get this fixed. We really want to solve the problem.
Let's talk about the vote process.
All right.
You cast your first vote.
That's right.
How did that feel?
It was tremendous.
Tell me about that experience for you.
It was like lightning going through my body. I was the first person to vote in this city. I got there at 7:30. The polls opened at 8.
And this is the early voting.
This is early voting.
So people know about it.
It's on the 8th of April. It started. I was the first person in the city to cast my vote. The young lady that worked, I call her young. She probably was in her 60s, but I call every person I meet a young man, young person, out of respect. But, yeah, she opened that door, and she said, sir, you're the first person to vote in the city. Come on in. And she didn't. I don't think she really recognized who I was. And, I I'm not about showboating. My thing was to cast my vote and make my voice heard. So she walked me in, and she said, go on up to the table. I had the whole room to myself. They pulled my ID. They gave me a ballot. I went to the voting machine, the cast, and my name popped up. And I looked at the screen and paused, and my face lit up. I pushed the little oval button and voted for myself, cast my vote.
That had to be amazing.
And it was amazing, because once I hit that little button on the screen, I said, I know I got one vote. And that was just the process starting. And I walked out with a smile on my face, and I'm going to go over this real quick. Like I explained to you earlier, they have a bell at the door for first-time voters. And I asked one of the older ladies there, she was about 80, between 75 and 80. I said, what's the bell for? And she said, sir, that's first-time voters. And in your case, you the first voters. You can go ahead and ring that bell. And I grabbed the rope, and I rung it. Ding, 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 ding. And I lit up again, and I walked out, and I said, the race is on.
Hey, let me give a round of applause for that. I like that. And then, you know, and for you, for that moment, to capture that moment where you see your name.
Yes.
And the two other candidates.
Yes.
But just to visualize what you've seen.
Oh, it was tremendous. It was awesome. It was like a dream.
Yeah.
I looked at that screen, and I don't know even what to say. I mean, it was probably the best moment of my life. I could have never dreamed. As a black man, I know we've had black politicians before, but I think it's always a hurdle as a black person to get into politics, to run in politics, to even get on the ballot is a struggle, you know, in America today. It was not easy for Barack Obama to do what he did, you know, and everybody said behind the scenes he had no chance as a black man to become president. It wasn't because he was a man, it was because he was black. That was always the first thing they said out of his mouth. And I say the same thing for anyone, even locally in politics. When you live in a community like ours that's mixed, it's a hurdle to do, to take that leap and say, I'm going to run, especially for a position like mayor. Because you need not just the brown and black community, you need to be able to speak to the white community, to be able to have them believe in you, to cast a vote for you. That believe that you're going to do the job and be the mayor for the whole city. And that's what I'm doing right now, campaigning. I'm not just in the black community. I mean, everybody can look at me and say I'm a black man. You know, I was born black, I'm going to die black. But you know what? I want to be the mayor for the whole city.
Well, you have to be.
And I want to reach out to everyone. I mean, from Orientals to Caucasian to the black and the brown, Hispanic. you know, whatever race you are, the Arab community, we all vote in this community. We all live in this community. And if I miss somebody, like, that's why I say I want to reach out to everyone.
That's why I got you here.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do.
And I'm glad I got this opportunity with you. I see that you are making your name known again and continually, continuing. The city paper, Toledo City Paper.
That's right.
There's an article for you on page 5, ladies and gentlemen, the city Toledo paper, which is all over the place, libraries, lobbies, gas stations.
That's it.
All over the place. Shout out your website real quick here for us.
Oh, my website for my campaign is HaroldHarrisForToledo.com. My Facebook is just Harold Harris for Toledo, no.com. But that four is F-O-R. It's just not the number. It's F-O-R. And I'm sure if you do a deep dive and you go into that Facebook, I mean, you've seen cards out there. I mean, a lot of people in Toledo, I got campaign cards. I've been flooding the city with these cards, and naturally, like Craig just said, I'm in the city paper, I'm in Mature Living. I'm reaching out to everyone, from veterans to the elderly, to the seniors, young people. I'm trying to reach everyone in this city. I'm even reaching out as far as Rossford, Perrysburg, Maumee, White House, Waterville. Anywhere this paper goes, because it just doesn't sit in Toledo. And the reason people say, well, why would you want to reach out to Waterville, White House, and Oregon, and all those places? You know what? A lot of people that used to live in Toledo live in Sylvania and Perrysburg right now. They live in Oregon. They move out of the city, but they still have family here. They still talk to their daughters, their sons, and their nieces and nephews that live in this city, and they have conversations. So if their family members don't see the paper, they mom or their dad that moved to Perrysburg or Sylvania might and say, hey, y'all have an election. Who's Harold Harris? And the conversation comes up, and that's good. So
that's right.
So as many people as I can contact and reach out to, either physically, if I can't do it, maybe that city paper can help me with that, and Mature Living. And I want to be in everybody's house and everybody's mind, and hopefully I get your vote. I get your vote. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get that vote.
Mr. Harold Harris for mayor of City of Toledo, ladies and gentlemen. Get your vote out there. Don't forget to pick up the papers as well, a City of Toledo paper, the city paper. It gives you a little history. If you don't know the man, you will know him. You will see him. Listen to him. I like what I see. I like what I hear.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
So in closing, what would you like the people to know?
The most important thing I want to say in closing, I think we talked about it before you went on the air, is this primary is the most important primary we got in this city. I consider it like a national election. I almost feel like I'm on a national stage. We can vote Wade Cabbage out of this primary. If you cast that vote towards Torres or me, whoever you supporting out there other than Wade, what the way this is going to work is the two high vote takers in this primary will go on to the November general. If you don't like Wade, you don't like the fact he changed the charter, he the issue 9 passed, and you want to see change and a new vision and a new leader in government, vote him out in this primary. We won't see him on the ballot. He's going to have to finish his term to the end of the year in 2025, but he won't be able to campaign in the general. So that's the most important thing. Get out and vote. Get off your couch. Get off your lazy boy. Get in your car. Drive to the polls. If it's early vote, if it's your precinct, cast that vote. Vote Wade out, and we can move on. And the city of Toledo can start fresh for 2026. We can vote in a new mayor and have real change. And that's my objective. If you haven't registered, register to vote. If you missed the registration for early vote, register so you can vote in the general. But vote, 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 vote. It's the most important thing you can do. Especially for the city. All right. That's all I got.
My man, Mr. Harold Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, HaroldHarrisForToledo.com. Visit his website. Again, listen to the man. Read about who he is. Hear about who he is. He'll be out there. He will be out there campaigning. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.